Nicola's going to come now and read from the Bible. Have you got good eyesight, Nicola?
The Bible reading is taken from Luke chapter 2 and beginning at verse 8. The shepherds and the angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which was just as they had been told. Thanks be to God.
Well, folks, what do you think of that? That was a good job, wasn't it? That was a good job. For two boys that have never done it before, that was quite good. Folks, you are so very welcome to church. My name's Simon, for anyone who doesn't know me. There's a couple of people I just want to say a wee word of thank you to. First of all, let's give a big round of applause for all our musicians. That's great. There's more to come. And as well as that, there's a very clever lady, all right? Oh, sorry about that. There's a very clever lady called Karen, who is the brains behind all of this beautiful decoration. I keep on hoping Michael Bublé will burst through this thing, but he won't. I can promise you he won't. But let's give Karen a huge round of applause for... well, folks, I wonder, put up your hand if you're going to put one of these things up, all right? Okay. And I have already discussed with my friend Jamie what I want in mind. So he's going to do something he never thought he would do. He's going to drop into this, for me, his iPhone X. For that is what I want above all things, all right? So if you do, you've heard of Pastor Appreciation Day. If you do think, what am I going to do with this £1,000? You buy me one of these, all right? But I know, do you realize there's something very special about the iPhone X? Put up your hand if you know what's very special about it. All right, Lynn? An emoji. Yes, that is special. But even more special than that, put up your hand. Yes, Stephen?
The price.
Asher? Snapchat? No. Any other ideas?
Facial recognition.
Do you realize this? It used to be on my rubbish old iPhone, you used your thumbprint, but Jamie's, you simply look at it, and it reads your face, and it decides whether or not it's going to let you in. So let me see if it'll let me in. No, I look nothing like Jamie. Apparently, I look nothing like Jamie. Lucky Jamie. All right. But folks, you know, what occurred to me was, when I was thinking about the iPhone X, is what really happens is it reads your face and sees if you are who it expects. And if you're not who it expects, it doesn't allow you in. In fact, it does this wee shaking head thing to tell you that you're not going to get access to the phone. And what I was thinking about, just as I was thinking about the iPhone X, which I've just got one there now, is I was thinking, really, that's what we need to do at Christmas. We need to think about, is this person... He was born in that manger. Is he really who it said that he is? And we need to take a good scan of this person that we heard about Nicola reading. And we need to decide, is he really who he says he is? And if he is, we should let him in, like an iPhone letting you have all of its information. And if he isn't, we shouldn't. But I'm certainly standing up here encouraging you that he really is the Savior of the world. That's really the one that we're worshiping. And we've already talked about stockings. And put up your hand if you think you're likely to get a pair of socks for Christmas, okay? That's become the norm for many, mostly men. All right, that is disappointing. I'm getting an iPhone X. In fact, I've already got one. All right? But I want you to remember, use these socks to remind you a wee bit of the Christmas story. Now, the first sock that I want to show you is actually one of Carlton's socks. All right, that man there. And the first sock I want to show you is a woolly sock. Now, who do you think a woolly sock would remind you of? What did you say? Did you give a wrong answer? Carlton? No. Shepherds, all right? And as we heard read to us there, there were shepherds out. And they were just having an ordinary day doing their ordinary stuff. And then something incredible happened. In fact, I'll tell you what happened. And that can be illustrated by my second sock. Because you will notice that my second sock has a, i.e. it is a holy sock. And holy reminds us that these guys just doing their normal thing suddenly experienced these angels coming from heaven. And you know, we mightn't experience the celestial type of angels that come floating down and have wings or whatever, but we do experience the message of Christmas. And that's a very important message as we scan the face of this person that calls himself the Savior of the world. Now, the next sock is one of my football socks, and I am ashamed that I have chosen a blue sock today for Everton. All right? But this sock, at times, does not smell particularly good. So it is a smelly sock. And these shepherds that had this holy experience of angels, they went to a smelly place, a manger, very ordinary place, and encountered something incredible. And that is, I suppose, the next sock in our wee story. And it's a wee, is my wife's sock, tiny feet, like hooves. No. This is my daughter's sock, a wee baby sock. And that's the amazing thing, folks. We have all these massive socks. And you know what? Your stocking, I hope, will be filled with many, many iPhone X's and all that sort of stuff. And it's big. Okay, it's big. But the incredible thing is that this big sock that will be filled with presents is so insignificant when compared to this wee sock, reminding us of the baby. And folks, what I want to encourage you is to scan this baby. To scan, to recognize his face, decide, is he worth letting in to your life? And the final sock I want to show you will involve a volunteer. So I'm going to invite Stephen True. All right, give him a round of applause. And Stephen, if you would just open your mouth. Good man. Open it wider. And folks, I never really wore that. I did, actually. Sorry. Folks, the thing we hear about is that the shepherds, okay, had a holy, holy experience. That they went to a smelly place and met a little baby. And then apparently they just could not put a sock in it. They had... Do you like that, Graham? You're good. That's very good. They actually told everybody about it. They told everybody about it. And folks, that's all I'm going to tell you tonight. Nice wee short sermon. But I really want you to realize, if you have recognized that baby, if you've scanned his face and realized who he really is, don't put a sock in it. Tell other people. Share this message because it's good news. Let's stand together. And I'm going to just lead us in a little prayer, and the team are going to come up to lead us in our next couple of songs. So let's just pray as we stand. And folks, just as we stand here, let's just take in what we have sung about, what we have prayed about, what we've heard about. Let's consider whether or not this baby is recognizable to us as the Savior of the world. And then let's decide if that means he gets in to our hearts and lives, or is he out? Heavenly Father, I thank you for so many that want to sing about and worship the King. But Lord, we know that the only present that you don't have yet is our hearts. So tonight, Lord, we look at you and we decide whether or not we wish to give you our hearts tonight. Thank you for shepherds. Thank you for holy angels. Thank you for the smelly manger. But most of all, thank you for the little baby. We praise you now as we continue to sing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.